जेतु धर्मामृतमिदं यथोक्तं प्रत्युपासते सद्वदा नाम परमा भक्तास्ते तीव मे प्रिया इति श्रीमहाभारत शतसहस्रां संहितायां वैयासिक्यां भीष्म पर्वणि श्रीमद्भगवद्गीतासुपनिषत्सु ब्रह्मविद्यायां योगशास्त्रे श्रीकृष्णार्जुनसंवादे भक्तियोग नाम द्वादशोऽध्याय। কি সুন্দর এন্ড ক্লিয়ার করে ক্যান্সেলেশনটা হয়েছে। অ্যাকচুয়ালি শ্রীমৎ ভগবদ গীতা 700 আর মোর দেন 700 ওয়েন আই জয়েন দ্যাট টাইম আই হার্ড ফ্রম শ্রীল গুরু মহারাজ 700 ইন্টারপ্রিটেশন বাট নাও মোর হ্যাপেন maybe 800, maybe 1,000 interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That means so many learned personality, their own thinking and quality and qualification, they try to present to general people, their own idea, try to present. But Sri Vyasadeva, he himself given his own interpretation, like Vedanta Darshan. Vedanta Darshan composed by Vedavyas, Krishna Gaitayan Vedavyas, father of Shukadev, he composed Vedanta Darshan. Wants to give very short way the whole Vedic literature's substance and very gist way given in Vedanta Darshan. Athato Brahma Jigyasa Janmadaksha Jata Tattu Samanayat etc. Little short word. And so much light is in there, knowledge. But who will understand it? Very difficult. Then he makes Srimad Bhagavatam as interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Gayatri Bhashyarupa বেদার্থ পরিবৃহিত ওর গোড়াটা যেন কি লাইনটা গায়ত্রী ভাষ্যরূপ গুরু মহারাজ গিভেন দ্যাট শ্লোক হোয়াট ক্যান রিমেম্বার দ্যাট শ্লোক গুরু মহারাজ গিভেন উই রিটন দেয়ার সমাধি মন্ত্র অর্থোয়ং ব্রহ্মসূত্রাণা This is the first line. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Vahasyarupusho Vedartha Parivirinjita Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Darshan. The full of knowledge given within Vedanta Darshan very short, but that nobody can understand purely. Some qualified personality, they understand, no doubt. But general people cannot understand. Then he make Srimad Bhagavat and they are much widely describe everything. Example given our Acharya, Patatu Brahma Jigyasa, this is first sutra, and Srimad Bhagavat started that explanation of past sutra, that is Janmadasya Jata, second sutra, taken the gist of second sutra and explained fully and so much. Janmadasya Jata, this is second sutra, Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavat started from second. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. It is for too much unqualified personality. For that, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. But who is something enter into the religious ground, religious platform, they can play in that platform with the meanings of Janmadasya Jata, this second sutra. And Srimad Bhagavat started from there, Janmadasya Jata, Annayatitarata, Shartesha Vigna Sarat, Teno Tene Brahma Rida Jayadi Kavaye Mujjanti Jatsuraya, Tejo Bari Mridang Yathavini Mayo, Yatra Trishar Go Misha, Dhamna Sena Sada Nidastha Kuhakam, Satyam Param Dhimay. Shankaracharya summarily dismissed from here. Shankaracharya's philosophy is nirakar, nirvishesh, nishakti. And no form, no quality, no qualification, no power. Nirakar, nirvishesh, nishakti, etc. But within this first sloka, Shankaracharya summarily dismissed. Because conclusion given by said, Satyam Param Dhimahi, whom you will meditate, if there is no form, must be there form, otherwise cannot Dhimahi, cannot meditate. Satyam, it is truth, reality. What Shankaracharya told, nirakar nirvishesh, no, there is reality and beautiful. Reality, the beautiful. Still Guru Maharaj taught this word. This topic comes through this sloka. Tullani dasputi mohi, santushta jena kenachi. Actually, the bhakti yoga, this is everywhere indicated by Vyasadeva and other so qualified persons there also. And they agreed it. Like Atri Rishi, Vasishtha Rishi, Chavan Rishi, Saradman Rishi, Arishtanemi, Bhrigu Rishi, Angira Rishi, Parashar Rishi, Vishwamitra Rishi, Parashuram, they all, Vedavyasa himself, Narada Rishi, all stalwart, big qualified scholar. But bhakti yoga, all accepted with much honor. But here is one thing. We will see everyone honoring bhakti yoga, everyone giving much respect bhakti yoga, and they everyone heard it from Shukadeva Goswami in Purkit Maharaj's assembly, that Shukurtali, as he was in prior probation, manifesting nothing, taken one drop of water also. And hearing the Hari Katha from Sukadev Goswami, Krishna Katha from Sukadev Goswami, I'm fully satisfied and told, yeah, I am now fully satisfied. Dijo Pasishta, Puakas, Dakha Prova, Dasatu, Alam, Gaya, Vishnu Katha. I don't care for that. You continue the whole devotional picture to show. My English is poor, but something I am adding. Anyhow, Vedabhyas, later all composed, organized way and given form as Srimad Bhagavatam. I want to say this, more than 700 interpretation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but our Bhagavad Gita is completely different from others. I am thinking, only this sloka, half sloka, I remember, half given that Prabhu. And when I opened this book, our translation I have seen, 2-3 word only added here. And that is sufficient for establishing the bhakti yoga. Here it's written, I have seen, Sthiramati, one word is here. Aniketa Sthiramati Bhaktiman Me Priyo Naras. Sthiramati, Sthiramati means settled mind. Meanings is that, settled mind, Sthiramati. But our translation gone in the line of Bhakti Yoga and Guru Maharaj mention it. Sthiramati? What for Sthiramati? To eat Paramanna? Sthiramati? Guru Maharaj said here, Paramartha Vishaye Nishchit Gyan Vishishta. Paramartha Vishaye Nishchit. This is the
transcendental
knowledge captured and stayed in that platform, launching pad to throw the rocket from launching pad. That launching pad strong to throw the rocket. Sthiramati. In transcendental mentality, there is steadiness coming there. Who have that? He is a good and Krishna like him. Me priyo nara. Me means I like him. Me priyo nara. Krishna himself told. Yeah. There is 20 slokas in 12th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, 20 sloka only, but full of bhakti yoga. But our Gurudev originally given us ideal. In every chapter is bhakti yoga established from 1st to 18th chapter. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 1st, 2nd, this way 18th chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 700 slokas. But everywhere is Bhakti Yoga indicated. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not only single way, double way. One is Raga Marga, another is Vidhi Marga. Vidya Granyan Bhashya and Rashi Granyan Bhashya. Two kind of explanation. When Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he is translating. That time, Guru Maharaj engaged me to hear from him. And his translation, try to watch. And sometimes Sohan Guru Maharaj is Calcutta. And he is asking me, today what explanation happening? Today what discussion happened? And that way I understand. Yet two kind of process Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur given us. One is Vishwanath Chakravarti and one is Baladev Vidyabhushan. The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur what given, that is Rashi Ranjan Bhashya. He explained Bhagavad Gita following the Vishwanath Chakravarti, Rashi Ranjan Bhashya, Bengali Bhashya. And what given, both are Sanskrit, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur given Bengali, for us, very merciful. And Baladev Vidyabhushan, his Sanskrit is very enriched with so much exalted language, exalted word in Sanskrit. For Pandit, scholar, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he was very strong in Sanskrit and scholar, and many where he have got challenge to establish Achinta Bheda Bhed conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially it's happened in Jaipur. Jaipur take a 12 mile, 12 kilometer or 8 kilometer far from Jaipur. Their meeting happened. I cannot remember name of that place. Polta. Polta, like that name. There, all the sampradaya, they challenge to Mahaprabhu's sampradaya. And that time Vishwanath Chakravarti was sick in bed, and he sent Baladev Vidyabhushan. Galta, that name, place named Galta. And they told, have you interpretation of Vedanta Darshan? But that time, not interpretation of Vedanta Darshan, Bhashya. Vedanta Bhashya, not in the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. And similarly, they told, no, we have not. Then that group of Pandit told, we do not want to hear from you. Because you have no authentic any interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Then Baladev Vidyabhushan told, give me 12 days time, I shall present to you interpretation of Vedanta Darshan. Okay, after 12 days, and that time Baladev Vidya Bhushan come back to Govinda temple and pay dandavat to Govinda. They, Jai wants to compose interpretation of Vedanta Dasa. And Govinda, they've given one garland to him, and with that garland he started. And there also this sloka, I think so, I remember a little bit. Jasang kapanke na putar kapanke na vivartya gatte na chalukta dhidhi shuddhaṁ badhāt bhakṣudhaya maheśvaraṁ krishnaṁ sajīva prahurastu me kati. There he made pranam to Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, and started Vedanta Darshan. And name given Govinda Bhashyam. Then after 12 days, taken that Govinda Bhashyam and challenged to the Vaishnava schools there. 4 Vaishnava schools and class. And they are defeated by Baladev Vidya Bhushan. And established their Bhakti Yoga. That book was in Guru Maharaj's room. Vedanta Darshan, Govinda Bhashyam, Hare Krishna. Anyhow, Guru Maharaj was so learned, you can say, externally. Internally, he is my guru, no question I have. But externally I have seen, no one scripture was in our library what do not know Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj knows all, and specially philosophical or philosophical thinking, all he knows. What was not under the thinking of philosophy, that's also he knows.
Maharaj, one of the first times when I met Srila Guru Maharaj, one of the first things he told me, he says, bhakti is an affair of the heart. It has nothing to do with power or knowledge, that he told me. Then I said, but how you can say that in the sense that everyone knows you're so learned. You know all scriptures and you have so much knowledge and you're telling me it has nothing to do with power or knowledge. Then he smiled and he said, bhakti is the king and knowledge like a minister coming to offer his dandavats and services to bhakti.
Yes, Maharaj. Sometimes I am telling that Guru Maharaj's teachings. It's not necessary to read anything. Full book of knowledge, full Ganges, full book of knowledge, not necessary to read. But there I am keeping some place. Yeah, who is preacher? He really try to preach Krishna conception, Krishna consciousness. For them, necessary to read something. Otherwise, for bhajan, for practicing life, not necessary to read anything. Only chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But if you want to preach Krishna consciousness, by order of Mahaprabhu, that everyone give this knowledge, Krishna concept, Krishna consciousness, and they will do many questions. And for their questions answer, necessary to give them, then necessary to read something. few days before we started here, what was my dream, you can say, the Sanskrit school. Here started Sanskrit school, but not Sanskrit actually, it is Jiva Goswami Prabhu's Sanskrit grammar. What I read, something that. And here, running that school, and very happy day I am. Almost every day I am keeping some idea. And it is running nicely. Actually, Jiva Goswami Prabhu also given that idea. Mahaprabhu said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. That is the sufficient for everyone. Kirtaniya Sadahari. But if he wants to preach to the conditioned souls, they have so many questions necessary to give some answers, then you need some knowledge about scriptures. And which way you will get it? Through Sanskrit grammar, that help you will get. And Sanskrit is good, language is very good. Someone getting naturally Sanskrit property, sampad, Sanskrit sampad, by the grace of Gurudev, it is possible to get. Before the literary style, it was Shruti mantram like that, hearing from the Gurudev, and not writing anything that time, always hearing from Gurudev, serving Gurudev, and becoming learned, and going back to house. Later it is come in the form of literature. And Vedavyas done it. Sham, Ved, Rig Ved, Yajurved, Atharva Ved, and Pancham Ved, Mahabharata. Anyhow, so many interpretations may be in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, but when I am opening the book and I am seeing there how sweet and nicely adjusted every word within Bhakti Yoga, and that idea is given to the Guru Maharaj, and it's come from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's treasury. The poet who given that ideal to us, Srila Guru Maharaj, for us, collected from there, everything. Srila Sai Maharaj Prabhupada also given Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. But there also some, what do you call it, neutralized with other conception. But Guru Maharaj has fully given knowledge to us, that is Bhakti Yoga. And everything within Bhakti Yoga, and that is reasonable way. All Sanskrit word, I told one word just now, sthiramati, yes, settled mind, but settled with where? Settle with Paramanna or Pushpanna? Like that. That mentions Srila Guru Maharaj. Sthiramati. But I am also unhappy with my age and situation, health situation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur told, yatakhon na hoilo janmo, evadeha kiva karma. And Mahaprabhu and his parshada, so many parshada was present in this hour. That time I not thought, what shall I do with my body now? Not from last time at all. And I am also thinking that now everyone gone and my attention come more and more to the scriptures and realization. If it was within Guru Maharaj's time, this kind of inquiry within mind, that was very nice, but not happened. That time I was only for collection, not for testing. And now I am testing what collected, but everything is invalid. 1/4 strength in body, mind, etc., etc. And that time was full, but not given at it. But still it is very happy news that this Chaitanya Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sangita, and so many scriptures come out from our mouth. Not only in Bengali or Sanskrit, it is so many different languages, Russian language, English language, German language, French language, Spanish, so many languages, huh? Yes.
Chinese and now Japanese.
Now Japanese coming, and Chinese already I have got, no?
Comfort.
Something.
Yes.
Krishna knows.
When you say interpretation, say Bhaktivinoda Thakur translated Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit.
No Sanskrit.
Bengali.
Yes, Bengali.
Guru Maharaj.
Following the Sanskrit of Vishwanath Chakraborty and following the Baladev Vidyabhushan Sanskrit. Two kind of interpretation he translated and given us in Bengali language. And that is Bhashyam, that is a very wise presentation. Wisely presented.
I think Guru Maharaj also translated in Bengali.
What?
Bhagavad Gita. From
yes, this is in my hand.
Right. But he's consulting something with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right?
Not something, fully.
Fully.
Yes.
But he translated from Baladevi Vidyabhushan.
All. Yeah. All is there. It is like Vedanta Darshan, you can say. Our Srimad Bhagavad Gita like Vedanta Darshan. Vedanta Darshan is shortly expressed and wisely presented.
Yeah.
And our Bhagavad Gita also like that.
But what I'm saying, Maharaj, is that when Guru Maharaj translates Bhagavad Gita in Bengali, then he's not giving very extensive purports or commentary. Few commentaries on each sloka. And so
very clear each sloka, very clear and perfectly presented each sloka, each word.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's his translation, or that's his commentary.
Yes.
Is that his word-for-word translation, phrase, sentence, is very clear and completely in the line of Bhakti Yoga.
Yes.
It's not that he's making like extensive commentary like Swami Maharaj, but his interpretation is word by word. And that would differ from some Sankaracharya line, Sanskrit.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the difference.
Different. Sankaracharya line.
Yeah, or anybody else, but Guru Maharaj's words.
No, it is true. Yeah. Srila Saima sometimes neutral position, because as it is he wants to do, then he must be little neutral. But Guru Maharaj fully dedicated to Bhakti Yoga, his book, and Sanskrit meanings, full of Bhakti Yoga. They are Sanskrit words, meanings, with full of Bhakti Yoga. That is the speciality of Guru Maharaj. One word I can say, upajanti te, jenomam upajanti te. Upajanti, there is generally meaning coming one sense. But Guru Maharaj entered into the deepest position and shown us that there is parokya ras.
We can say Swami Maharaj also didn't know English. English wasn't his primary language. Therefore, he cannot put each word in pure bhakti yoga.
That's not what he's saying so much. He's saying the Bhagavad Gita presents many different subject matters.
Yes.
Karma yoga, jnana yoga, so many different subject matters. So it's when Srila Prabhupada presented, he's presenting those subject matters as they come up in the Bhagavad Gita. But Srila Guru Maharaj presented it all in the terms of bhakti yoga.
Yes, yes. But very clear.
Yeah, that's because it's his language. Bengali is his language.
No. That is not a question. Question is that Srila Swami Maharaj, same with Guru Maharaj, almost. And while Swami Maharaj not explain, there Guru Maharaj explained to Swami Maharaj in this baranda. And Swami Maharaj said, no other meanings is possible of this sloka. What you are giving, that is the super and final. Swami Maharaj himself told, I was there. And no other explanation is possible. What you given, that is the truth. Then, discussion going on, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, with Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in Sitakata Bharat children. When Guru Maharaj going there, Swami Maharaj keeping some list, where is contradiction. And they are discussion, doing discussion about that. But he is giving some opportunity to this sincere searcher, not only seeker, searcher. And we have got that opportunity from the Westerners, when some Western people like Dayadhar Gaurang, many questions had done about that
science,
yes, approaching to philosophy, etc., etc. What name took he? I forgot.
Sarup
Damodar.
Darwinism.
Yes, Darwin theory, etc., etc. It is such a Westerners, not Indian anyone, question. And I have no question to Guru Maharaj. What Guru Maharaj is telling, that is final to me. And I can establish that. What I am hearing from Guru Maharaj, without question, that I can establish anywhere. That challenge I give him to Dhamdhapa.
He gave the whole world that challenge.
Yes, I told. You call one meeting, I shall be there. If I cannot prove, I shall rub my nose 12 hands in front of everyone. I shall drop my nose in the ground 12 hands. That challenge I give. Now no one taken that challenge. I am very happy, Maharaj, with that. To say, I am very happy. Because I know no one can defeat Srila Guru Maharaj's conception. No one can. And without questioning, we heard it. And it's called Shraddha. Basis. Faith. Is our basis. Basis. Guru Maharaj was telling that is fine. Basis. And that time my age was 1 year maybe in Mott or 6 months. Maybe 1 year or 6 months. 48. 47 I joined. Within 48 this happened. They complained against me that this boy memorize one book and challenging us, defeating us. That book is named Gaudiya Kikonthwar, Konthwar. Guru Maharaj gave me that book and told you can memorize it. Here is so many. Our conception is very wisely distributed by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And I memorized. Whole Gaudiya Konthwar. And I am challenging with them. I was foolish. No doubt. Challenging. It was not necessary to do. But that time I am thinking I was Pandit. I become Pandit. That happened. Parikshit. Jayam Vishnu Vasudeva Bhakti Rupak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj ki
Jai! Jayam Vishnu Vasudeva Bhakti Rupak Goswami Maharaj ki
Jai!
All the assembled devotees ki Jai! Jai! Guru Maharaj Chaitanya Sahasrara Math ki
Jai!
Harinam Sankirtan ki
Jai!
Haridas Thakur ki
Jai!
Om Bhuvana
Srila Govinda Maharaj ki
Jai! Hare Krishna.